Violence erupts in the Middle East. A ministry asks for prayer. Piracy may stop the flow of food aid and outreach in Somalia. And a Christian group is recognized for humanitarian work in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon is shelling militant Islamists who are thought to be in hiding in Tripoli's refugee camps. Meanwhile, neighboring Israel is pounding Gaza. Both countries claim they're fighting terrorism that refuses to be contained. There are fears that it won't take much more provocation for a civil war. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says the whole area is a tinderbox situation.
Traditionally, when Israel plays a weaker role, a more passive role, things seem to erupt in the region, and most people were saying in Lebanon was just a matter of time.
Doyle says they don't have work directly in the region because of the instability. The Evangel Cube is being used regularly in the church as an evangelistic tool. However, there are still many needs.
Many of the people, because of the danger, have been in and out of jobs. The financial resources have been really, really slim. And we've had pastors asking if believers around the world would just pray for them to be able to carry on the work of ministry because things are so limited there.
Next, the conditions in Somalia haven't improved since we last reported on the nearly 35,000 displaced because of violence in Mogadishu. World Vision says needs abound, including food. But pirates intercepting food supplies off Somalia's coast have caused the suppliers to refuse travel there until they're given an armed escort. Malnutrition and health conditions will continue to deteriorate without more aid. Pray for God's provision and that the violence in Mogadishu would end. You're listening to Mission Network News. A bomb blast in a 17th century mosque in Hyderabad, India, has taken the lives of nearly a dozen Muslim worshippers during afternoon prayers Friday. That attack has Christians concerned. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Ohanan says this type of violence in India is increasing. He believes he knows why it's happening.
The powers of darkness trying to create more problems, to take more people in eternity without the Lord, and we have to really be in prayer for nations around the world, especially the Muslims.
Christians in Hyderabad are taking the bombing pretty hard, saying they should have been praying more. Yohanan says India has the second largest Muslim population in the world.
The Muslims in India are a little more open to hear the gospel. People need to really pray for the Muslims to come to know the Lord.
Funding for Bibles and radio airtime could help. Go to our website. Meanwhile, the 8th Infantry Division of the Armed Forces in the Philippines recognized Operation Blessing as the 2006 Non-Governmental Organization of the Year. It's a public acknowledgement of the ministry's efforts in promoting peace and helping to rebuild the nation's impoverished provinces, especially Samar. Volunteer teams acting as the hands and feet of Christ have met the physical and spiritual needs of over 26,000 people during the year. And a conference June 22nd through the 24th in California called Envision will help those interested in doing mission better. Seda Andrews of Lifewater International says,
it'll help those people who are even just vaguely interested really understand the problem around the world and understand the need, and to be encouraged that as Christians we have not only the obligation but the opportunity to really make a difference in this area.
The conference will include speakers and various workshops on things like water sanitation and microfinance. Lifewater International's partners will also be visiting to share about their work overseas.
We're really excited to have them with us and hear about their experiences on the ground. Actually ask questions and talk with them, get to know them, befriend them in the hopes that, you know, they'll see them again one day.
$185 will cover registration and the cost of meals for the weekend. Visit our website to get signed up. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.